None but the hungry heart. 5:12. Trusted trainer. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23:10. In every field, whether the arts, industry, sport, or the Christian life and service in general, the necessary training goes far deeper and is much more rigorous than the actual performance. Now, at the time, discipline seems to be a matter not for joy, but for grief. Yet it afterwards yields to those who have passed through its training a result full of peace, namely righteousness. The father chooses the servant who is suited to carry out his will. But though that servant be endowed by him with power to do so, yet unless he be controlled and disciplined by the Spirit of God, he will continually fall into the devisings of his own nature, no matter how godly and divine may be his intent. For we greatly err if we think that having the divine thought is all that is necessary as to our service. We must truly and efficiently be expressive of the thought, and this subjects us, as servants of God, to discipline which we often cannot understand. Discipline for known faults or shortcomings we can easily comprehend, but when it is that peculiar order of training which fits a man to be God's instrument and witness, we can no more understand it than the plants of the earth can understand why they must pass through all the vicissitudes of winter in order to bring forth a more abundant harvest. God leaves us in the world that we may learn the sufficiency of his grace in practice, as we know the triumph of it in Christ. Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. John 13:7.